Hello and welcome to the Personal Development School podcast. I'm your host, Thais Gibson, and I create regular podcast episodes to teach you about your relationships, attachment style, and the subconscious mind. My goal of this podcast is to give you tools and awareness you need to thrive in your relationships, feel deeply connected, and find harmony and fulfillment in your relationships and personal life. So I hope you tune in here with me each and every week. I'm going to talk to you about five toxic things parents may say that contribute to dismissive avoidant attachment style. So in this series, this is the only video I made where I'm also going to talk about things parents do, because DAs and their programming, a lot of their hurt comes more from unmet needs than from active wounds like criticism, pain, you know, these sorts of things. So a lot of actions tend to have a big impact on DAs. So we're going to have sort of a section in here that talks about that as well. But we're going to cover all of this. If you haven't subscribed to this channel already and hang around here a lot, please do. I would really appreciate it. And also, if you want to do a deep dive into some of this stuff as a parent, we've got a conscious parenting course that will help a lot. Or if you are dismissive avoidant attachment style, listening to this and trying to source some stuff from your childhood and work through it and understand it, I highly recommend the dismissive avoidant reprogramming course. Or as a parent, checking out that course for learning reprogramming tools that you can apply to your child as well. You can check all of that out for free for 7 days by clicking the link in the description box below. And hopefully it will provide a lot of supportive resources. There's tools, reprogramming worksheets, a workbook, all kinds of stuff that will really help you target the subconscious mind. So the very first thing that we see a lot of the time is emotional shaming, right? So this is a huge contributor. When somebody's taught to feel shame around their own emotions, they often learn, okay, I have to put this stuff away. Anything that we feel is shameful, we want to hide, not just from the outside world, but also from ourselves. And so it's quite common that we'll see phrases like, don't be a crybaby, you know, don't be weak. You know, oh, that's embarrassing. Don't let anybody see you cry, or don't do that in front of people, you know, things like that. And what that conditions a child to feel is, oh my gosh, I'm shameful, or my emotions are shameful. By the way, if you are a parent who's done this, just know, like, trauma gets passed down. Conditioning is passed down. It's not something to like shame yourself for doing. You know, some of these communication styles happen because we had our own traumas around these things. And the best thing you can do is like come to understand these things and then take accountability for what you can do to provide support going forward. And if you are the adult child that went through this at some point in your own childhood, this isn't the best thing to do is to not then shame your parents or blame your parents, but to understand they probably had trauma too. And to take away from this, okay, how can I show up? How can I heal these things in the relationship to myself? And what are my needs to communicate to my parents going forward that may help resolve or release any resentment I may be carrying in the relationship, should that be the case? So back to what we were talking about. Number two, fostering too much independence. And I don't mean in a way like independence is good, but interdependence is actually the best. And it's feeling like we can rely on others and receive support from others, allow other people to support us and appreciate that, instead of thinking, oh, I have to do everything myself. No, I'll do it myself. We become so much more able to fill our potential and so much more successful when we have other people that we can rely on. You know, the one man show can do it, but when we have a team of people, when we have a group of people, we have people working together, that's where you see the greatest things take place. And so when we have too much independence, and when there's fear of relying on anybody else, we actually miss out on a really rich part of life. And also when we have too much dependency and we don't allow ourselves to foster our own relationship to self, of course, that's painful too. But in the case of DA specifically, you'll often see too much independence and you'll hear phrases like, oh, you're fine. You know, you're going through a hard time. And instead of like checking in and attuning to that, what's wrong? Are you okay? What can I do to support you? It's like, you're fine, toughen up, you know, or things like don't rely on other people, just rely on yourself, like active communication like that, which teaches a child, okay, I can't rely on other people. I just have to build a relationship to myself. And there's a form of neglect there to a certain degree. Number three, shaming in general. You know, you should be ashamed of yourself. That's weak. That's embarrassing. You know, these sorts of phrases where there's like a lot of shaming, which leads the child to think, oh my gosh, like I am shameful at my core. Not just my emotions, but perhaps who I am as a person, my characteristics, my traits, especially if there's a lot of like making fun of somebody, but not in like a loving, playful way where we also give emotional support and encouragement to that person, but more exclusively like lots of teasing, lots of putting down, these sorts of things. And that teaches this child, okay, I'm shameful. And we want to hide and sort of remove ourselves from closeness and connection to other people as a means of protection a lot of the time as a byproduct of that. And number four, and these are more the actions. If a parent starts like emotionally shutting down when they, or withdrawing from a child as a form of punishment. So if it's like, I don't have time for this. I can't believe you did this. Just leave me alone. Get out of my sight. Like these sorts of things where it's, you just shut down, you stonewall, you withdraw. And it's, there's no communication or working through things. There's no, hey, like, I understand you're in a tough spot right now, but like, that wasn't an okay thing to do. We have to take accountability now for it. You know, instead of facilitating conversation and solution oriented communication, it's just a shutdown, a writing off, like a get out of here. Like, and it's really a parent stonewalling the child. So that kind of dynamic as well will create more dismissive avoidance dynamics. And if you want to do a deeper dive into a lot of this stuff, this is really, really important work to do. And number five, what I would say is really important to remember and keep track of is if there's a lot on top of this of communication about how it's weak to rely on other people, how it's how nothing good comes from that, how people will trap you, take from you, like these sorts of dynamics where you're taught, hey, even like interdependency is unsafe. So not just encouraging somebody to have to rely on themselves, but actively saying it is bad. Look at the bad things that will happen if you rely on other people. You'll be trapped. You'll be powerless. It'll be a burden to you. These sorts of dynamics can also create more of that disconnection and contribute to avoidant attachment styles, especially dismissive. So hopefully this makes a lot of sense. Again, if you want to do a deeper dive into this stuff, check out the Dismissive Avoidant Reprogramming course for free for 7 days, the Conscious Parenting course. We also have a lot of cool events in the school and social events, study groups, community events. I do 4 live webinars every single week with our students. So you can ask questions. I do bonus content. There's so much stuff going on in there. If you want to just meet like-minded people and do some work on yourself and heal and have thriving relationships. So I hope you enjoy.